Like I mentioned just a moment ago, this is Tate Servance with your local news at the Thumb Broadcasting Studio in Bad Axe. A Montcalm County evergreen is in the national spotlight this year after a West Michigan farm was chosen to grow the official 2025 White House Christmas tree. Corson's Tree Farms in Sidney Township earned the National Christmas Tree Association's 2025 Grand Champion Grower title, securing the right to provide the White House Blue Room tree. It is the first time in roughly 40 years that a Michigan-grown tree has been selected for that honor, and only the third time a Michigan farm has supplied the official White House tree. The centerpiece is a towering concolor fir about 25 feet tall, prized for its citrus-like scent and full symmetrical shape. It was harvested at the Montcalm County Farm and shipped to Washington. First Lady Melania Trump welcomed the tree's arrival at the White House on November 24th, continuing a long-running holiday tradition linking the presidency with America's tree growers. Second-generation owners Rex and Jessica Corson traveled to the Capitol for the delivery, part of a nearly 60-year custom of national contest winners presenting the official White House tree. In addition to the Blue Room tree, Corson's is also furnishing a smaller tree for the Oval Office, and several more evergreens for the Michigan Governor's residence in Lansing, stretching the farm's holiday reach from the state capital to the nation's capital. The family farm has been growing Christmas trees in Sydney since the early 1970s and has built a reputation for meticulously shaped, award-winning evergreens. This year's selection revives Michigan's White House tree legacy dating back to the Ford and Reagan eras, giving Michiganders a special connection to the holiday decor in Washington in 2025. There will be a pop-up free food giveaway on Monday, December 1st. The distribution starts at 11 a.m. at the Vassar Eagles at 651 State Road, Vassar. The distribution of free food from the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan is done on a first-come, first-served basis. The Bad Axe Police Department are urging drivers to use extra caution as temperatures drop and roads become slick. Officers warn that if a roadway appears wet, it could actually be covered in black ice, which is nearly invisible and extremely slippery. Drivers are advised to reduce speed, leave extra space behind vehicles, and avoid sudden braking or sharp turns. Police also recommend checking tire pressure, making sure windshield wipers are properly working, and fully clearing windows before driving. Motorists should give road crews plenty of room to operate when salt trucks or plows are on duty. And over now to Steve Adamson for our extended weather outlook.
Hey, look.